Okay, the next Gemara. So I'd like to discuss the topic of Gilgul Shvur, which we know somewhat about. We really don't know it well enough. So the Gemara is going to say like this. The Gemara wants to discuss that one more time we learned the sugya, that if somebody claims from the other person money, $100, and the other person is kaifa koil, he says, I don't owe you anything. And Aiden testify that he owes him 50. So the Gemara says that when Aiden testified that he owes him 50, the 50 he has to pay, because Aiden testified he owes him 50. And the other 50, he's like a Maida b'mitzas. And therefore he has to make a shavua that he does not owe the other 50. Even though he's not a Maida b'mitzas, the Gemara says, Shalaite ha'idos piv g'dayle ma'idos Aiden. That if a person would be moide himself, then he's chayv to make a shvur, moide mitzas. So when Adim say that he's chayv to pay 50, so it's no worse than he himself admitting that he's 50, and therefore he makes a shvur of hados Adim, shalai tehei hados piv, g'day lem hados Adim. So Gemara says, well, how do I know that? What's the kavu chayma? So Gemara says, ela asyo me'ed echot. We learn it from me'ed echot. Ma'id echot she'ein mechayvoy momoin. Mechayvoy shvuo, just like an eid echot. If he says, one eid comes and says, you owe person $100, and he denies it. And then the eid comes and says, he owes him $100. So eid echot ein mechayvoy momoin. Cannot be mechayvoy person money, because only two eidim, not one eid. But mechayvoy shvuo, nevertheless, you have to make a shvuo against the eid echot. If you're the one that's being claimed, and the Eid Echot says you owe a person $100, you have to make a shvur that you don't owe him. So in the Eid Echot is mechayv shvur, you know, he's not mechayv mammon. Eidim should mechayv and oisay mammon. Two Eidim that can be mechayv a person money, ein oidin should mechayv and oisay shvur. So for sure, two Eidim can be mechayv a shvur. And therefore, in a case where two Eidim say you owe him $50, then, and he denies the whole thing, then the $50 he has to pay. But he has to make a shvuah on the other $50. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a good kavachayma. Why not? Maleid echot shekein al mashu meyid hu nishba. Toimar be'edim shal mashu kofa hu nishba. It's not the same. Because the eid echot, you're right, the eid echot can make you make a shvuah. The eid echot makes the person make a shvuah on what the eid echot is testifying. The eid echot says you owe $100. You have to make a shvuah against what the Eid Echot says. That the Eid Echot has a power to make a shvuah, even though he cannot be mechayev mamon. The two Eidim over here, they want to make you make a shvuah what? Not on what they're saying that you owe $50, because that you're paying up. They want to make you make a shvuah on what they're not saying, on the other $50. There's no right to that. Mal Eid Echot shekeinal mashu meyidu nishba. Toimah be'edim shal mashu kofal hu nishba lukin Rashi. On the other 50 that he denies, then he makes a shvuah. So how can you make be chumra and say that Eidim, kavuchayim from Eid Echad, you only make a shvuah what the Eid Echad is claiming. Here, you want to Eidim be mechayiv a shvuah as if it's moedim b'miksas on what he's not claiming, what the Eidim are not claiming. Elam Rapopa says, Rapopa, no. Osi migilgul shvua de Eid Echot. We're not learning from Eid Echot itself. We're learning from a gilgul shvua of an Eid Echot. What's a gilgul shvua de Eid Echot? Look in Rashi. Migilgul shvua de Eid Echot. Im mischayiv lo shvua de Eid Echot kinam rinon. Let's say the Eid Echot makes a person make a shvua. You owe him $100 and he says, I don't. So you make a shvua against Eid Echot. And let's say the person, then the claimant comes and says, oh, by the way, you owe me $100 on something else. And he has no Eid Echot on that. So now because he makes a shvua against Eid Echot, then on the other taina, you have to make a gilgul shvua. V'nishba'al shneihem. The gilgul shvua the raisi, the alfim b'kedushin, mivam risha amein amein, haresha mashla yeid ha'eid ha'eid ha'eid, who must be I? In the case of gilgul shvua, I make a shvua, not in what the Eid Echad is saying, Because Eid Echad is the first Shavua. I even make a Shavua on what there's no Eid at all. So Gilgul Shavua, the Eid Echad, you see you make a Shavua. Even not what he's claiming on, even now what the Eid is saying on, and nevertheless the Eid Echad is not Mechayev Mamoin. So two Eidim which are Mechayev Mamoin, for sure you have to make a Shavua, even on not what the Eidim are saying on, and then we can learn the Kal Vachomer from Eid Echad, Gilgul Shavua of Eid Echad. So, before we go any further, I mean, that might be the Gemara's Teretz, but they all ask a question. You know, let's go further. So the Gemara says, or maybe I should ask the question now. So, they all ask the question, maybe Rishonim asked the question, but others asked the question, I'm not sure who asked the question. Shmuel Zosky definitely asked the question. Now, wait a second. That's Gilgul Shavua de Eid Echad. Has nothing to do with Eid Echad. It's a concept of Gilgul Shavua. It's not the Eid Echad that I'm... You can't make a Kal Vachomer from Eid Echad. You make a Kal Vachomer from Gilgul Shavua. But it's not nothing to do with Eid Echad. So what's the Gemara saying? Gilgul Shavua de Eid Echad. You found an Eid Echad where even though he's not Mechayev Shavua on what he's saying, he's not Mechayev Mamon, he's Mechayev Shavua on something that he's not saying. That's nothing to do with Gilgul Shavua de Eid Echad. That's just a regular case of Gilgul Shavua. So the Kal Vachomer is not really from Eid Echad, it's from Gilgul Shavua, which is not really a good Kal Vachomer, because Gilgul Shavua is not really Mechayev Shavua. Yeah, it is, but it's, in other words, that it by itself is not enough, it's not what you're claiming on. That's a special halacha of Gilgul Shavua. I think that seems to be the question. It might be the Gemara's answer, by the way, because the Gemara says...
But then what... The case we have where he confesses himself, there's no shvuah to be megalga.
There's no shvuah to be... Correct.
So that's a whole different case.
So you can't bring it right from there anyway. I think that's part of the question, correct. So the Gemara answers, so not true, the Gemara says. So the Gemara won't say you bring it right from Gilgul Shavua de Eid Echad. So the Gemara says, Mala Gilgul Shavua de Eid Echad, Shegein Shavua Gerere Shavua. Tremal Be'edim de Mamon, In other words, maybe that's part of the Gemara's question. The Gemara says that Gilgul Shavua de Eid Echad, don't bring a raya from there, because over there, the reason why you have to make a Shavua is Shavua Gerere Shavua. It has an extra, added on thing that you're already making a Shavua on the Eid Echad, so Shavua Gerere Shavua. You have an extra mila to make you make a Shavua, because one Shavua causes another Shavua. Mashen came by two Eidim, you don't have this extra mila of a Shavua causing you to make another Shavua. You're just paying money on the Eidim. Therefore, there's no reason to say that you're chayiv to make a Shavua by Hadas Eidim. You don't have this extra mila of Shavua, Goyrege Shavua. That's what Gemara wants to say. Gemara wants to learn first from Eid Echad. Then the Gemara says, Eid Echad is not the same, because there you're making a Shavua against Eid Echad, not on what you're denying. And by two Eidim, you want to make a Shavua on not what the Eidim are saying, but on what the Eidim are not saying, the extra 50. So you can bring a Raya from Eid Echad. You might say, no, let's bring a Raya from Gilgul Shavua, the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad makes him make one Shavua, and then I'm making another Shavua on something that the Eid Echad is not saying on. So too, I should make a Shavua by Hadas Eidim, two Eidim saying, I'm Chai 50, then on the other 50 I should make a Shavua. Gemara says, no, you can't bring a Raya from there either, because Gilgul Shavua de Eid Echad, there's an added advantage. There's a Shavua, Gerere Shavua, that causes you to make a Shavua. Mashenkin over here, you don't have the added advantage of Shavua, Gerere Shavua. Okay. Continues the Gemara, Pivya Chiyach, which the way Rashi learns the Gemara means, Pivya Chiyach, that you know what? You're right. We forgot about Gilgul Shavua de Eid Echad. Let's bring a Raya from Piv. Haidos Atzmai, in other words, if I myself am Moed of Mitzvahs, I gotta make a Shavua. So two Eidim are Mechayiv me 50, for sure I gotta make a Shavua. Let's learn from Piv, from Haidos Atzmai, from every Moed of Mitzvahs. So Gemara says, no, you can't bring a Raya from Haidos Atzmai. Malapiv, Shekein Eina Vakosha. Haidos Atzmai is better because when I admit myself, then even if somebody says, two Eidim say you don't owe the money, Eina Vakosha. Haidos Vadim Kime Eidim Dami. You're better than Eidim. So don't bring a Raya from Piv, from Haidos Atzmai, because that's better than Haidos Eidim. So Gemara says, Eid Echad Yachiyach. Sheyesh Mebakchoshim, Chayiv Shvua. No, bring a raya from Eid Echad, because Eid Echad, you could be makhishit, and still, Mechayiv Shvua. So Gemara says, no, Mal Eid Echad, Shekein HaMashu Meidu Nishba. In other words, but Eid Echad is worse, because Eid Echad, Mashu Meidu Nishba. At least you give a shvua on what you're testifying on the Eid Echad. Mashen can over here by two Eidim, you're making a shvua not what you're testifying on. Tei Ma'adim Shamash Kofa Nishba. So Gemara says, no, Piv Yachiyach. Because Piv shows Hoidah B'mitzas on not what you're being made on, but on the other part you have to make a shvua. V'chaza din lo'i rizek rizev, lo'i rizek rizev, hatzal ha'shovash ben, shalei tainu kvirem boim v'nishba, afani v'edim shalei tainu kvirem boim u'nishba. So at the end of the day, the Gemara says, that's where Rashi learns, that how do I know that hadas edim, if I go over to a person and he says you owe me $100, he says I don't owe you anything, and two edim say you owe me $50, you have to make sure in the other 50 as if you're made a mitzvah. According to Rashi, we're learning it from Piv and Eid Echad. In other words, myself, I'm made a mitzvah, I gotta make a shavuah. Yeah, but me, myself, I'm better than edim. Why? Because you cannot. Even if two Edim say opposite to what I say, who does Baldin is better than Edim, so that's not a good case. Gemara said, no, but Eid Echad is Bakasha. Yeah, but Gemara said, Eid Echad is whatever he's being made on, that's what he makes a shvu on. He doesn't make a shvu on the other part. Gemara said, no, but Piv is on the other part. So we learn it from Piv and Eid Echad, and that's the way we learn Halacha L'maisa. Gemara comes out saying that when two Edim come and say you chayiv 50, you have to make sure another 50. We learn it from Mitzad HaShavah, from Piv and Eid Echad. That is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Comes along the Rishonim, and the Rishonim say, number one on the sheet, comes the Rishonim and say, wait a second, it doesn't make sense. If you're learning like Rashi, that you're learning from Piv and Eid Echad, Piv and Eid Echad, one second, oh, how could you learn, the Rishonim say, how could you learn from Piv and Eid Echad? In other words, how could you learn from Piv and Eid Echad? Because wait a second. Let's see the Rishonim, because it just didn't suddenly doesn't make sense now. Says the Shitim Kuetzes, Hoch Yasinim Nuscha Tiki. Tema be'edim, de memoine mechaivele, piv yachiach. Male piv shkein ene bakhosh vazome, ed echad yachiach. Male ed echad shkein shvur gerere shvur. Says the Rishita, va gilgo shvur ed ed echad kosomich. Umino bonu binyono. In other words, the tzadashov is not from piv and ed echad, but rather from piv and gilgo shvur. The ilu me'ed echad gufei lo'y ashe be'me'ad sad she'enoy mo'isim min klal ve'enoy shovel lehem hoyol va'al mashu me'ed hu nishba. In other words, you can bring a raya from Eid Echad alone because Eid Echad al mashu me'ed hu nishba. In other words, Eid Echad is you're giving testimony, you're making a shvua on what the Eid Echad is me'ed. So therefore, you can bring a raya from there. In other words, to Edim, you're bringing a raya, you're making a shvua, not on what they're testifying, because you're bringing a shvua on the other 50. Mashen kein Eid Echad, that can be part of the Tzad HaShavah, because you're making a shvua on what he's being made. Yeah, but didn't we say there's a Tzad HaShavah for that reason?
I think what they're saying is, we're trying to now say that we learn it in a combination of Piv and Eid Echad.
Correct.
But the problem is they're different. Because in one case, there's a Gilgul Shvuah. In the other case, there's not.
No. The Rishonim learn that Rashi learns that it's tzad shaveh is
piv. I'm sorry, not Gilgul Shvuah. That in one case you're made on what you said.
Correct.
In another case,
you're making a shvuah on the edus. In other case, you make a shvuah not on what you said.
So how can you combine?
I know, but isn't that the tzad shaveh that you learn one and the other, and each one has its own?
That's not tzad shaveh.
That's what they seem to ask.
That's what they seem to
ask.
You can't put those two together.
That's what they're asking. In other words, they're asking that you cannot put the two together. Yeah, that's what he seemed to say. I thought you can have a tzad shaveh, but I guess you can't.
Well, you had a tzad shaveh, but they're saying you can't use the.
You can use the tzad shaveh at the end of the day.
So
in other words, you can say that.
They're not even reaching.
Correct. In other words, you can say that eid echad or piv is eino v'hakasha. So you say eid echad is yes v'hakasha. You can say eid echad is what's the name. Eid Echad, what's the advantage? Oh, no. Now that you can say, but to say Eid Echad, if Eid Echad is not the Shavua on the other thing, how could you learn Hadas Eidim where the Shavua is on the other thing? So therefore, the Rishonim learn that the Tzad Shav is not from Piv and Eid Echad, but rather it's from Piv and Gilgul Shavua, the Eid Echad. Now that they learn Lamaskana, the Raya is from Piv and Gilgul Shavua, the Eid Echad. Why? Because both Piv and Gilgul Shavuah Eid Echad and Hadas Eidim, all three of them are all going to be a Shavuah, not on what he's testifying. So by the Rishonim, that seems to be the main criteria. They have to first be the same league, the same idea. So the Shavuah you want to make by Hadas Eidim is not on what they're testifying. On the other stuff, you have to make a Shavuah. So you have to learn not from Piv and Eid Echad, but rather from Piv and Gilgul Shavuah. So Gilgul Shavuah is on the other thing, Piv is on the other thing, and so is Hadas Eidim. So it's a machlekes in the Rishonim, and Rashi did not learn like that. Rashi learned clearly, like our Gemara, Piv and Eid Echad. But the Rishonim say no, that Eid Echad, Gilgul Shavuah, together with Piv, will teach me Tzad HaShavah. You write, Gilgul Shavuah is Shavuah, Gerer HaShavuah, so you have Piv, you don't have Shavuah, Gerer HaShavuah. Piv is Nova Kasha, you have Eid Echad, Gilgul Shavuah. But at the end of the day, you're learning it from Piv, and Eid Echad B'Gilgul Shavuah. Okay, that's what the Rishonim say at the end of the day. That's not the issue over here. The question is like this, and that's really the question, which the first question. That it comes out that according to Rashi in the Havamina of the Gemara, we wanted to learn just from Gilgul Shavuah. Right? We want to learn just from Gilgul Shavuah. That just like Gilgul Shavuah, when I make a Shavuah against Eid Echad, and then I have to make another Gilgul Shavuah on my new Taina, it's not on what the Eid Echad is being made, and that's Chayav Shavuah. So too by Hadas Eidim, the Shavuah is on not what the Eid Echad, the two Eidim are made. On the other thing, you have to make a Shavuah. That's what Rashi learns in the Havamin of the Gemara. Maskanas HaGemara, according to the other Rishonim, you actually learn from Piv and Gilgul Shavuah the Eid Echad. But either way, you're using the Gilgul Shavuah as a way to teach me that you're Chayav to make a Shavuah against Eidim. Comes along with Shmuel Zosky, second page, number 2. Vinei, b'sugis ha-gemara kasha tuva. In the sugi of the Gemara, it's difficult to understand. The mai shayach lemelech klal migilgul shvuah eid echad. How can you learn from gilgul shvuah eid echad? Either in the havamina, or according to the maskon, according to the other rishonim, hashvuah is gilgul, eina shayach l'shvuah eid echad klal. Sharei din gilgul shvuah hu din b'chol hashvuah. Kamo shvuas hashemrim, v'ashutfim, uvekulam yesh din gilgul shvuah. Vim kein, ha eid echad einoi ela hechatimse, shiye meichon legalgil. The eid echad just tells me, how do we get that second shvuah? Aval hashvuas atzmo, lav shvuas eid echadi, ela shem shvuah mechudesh, the shvuas gilgul, v'lo shayach lemelech mino, lahadas eidim klal. In other words, you can say that by two Eidim are saying, hey, you owe $50 from the claim. So then we say, okay, the other part of the claim, you have to make a Shavuah. That makes sense. That's on the other part of the claim, that's the Shavuah's avoided the mixas. I'm made on half the claim, so the other half, I have to make a Shavuah on. Shavuah's Gilgul are two separate things. The Shavuah's Gilgul Eid Echad has nothing to do with whether I listened to the Eid Echad, I didn't listen to the Eid Echad. The fact that I didn't listen to Eid Echad just made me come into the category of Shavuah's Gilgul, and now I have to make a Shavuah's Gilgul on the other claim. What does that have to do with Hadas Eidim, or Maidim Mitzas? It's a new Shavuah, Shavuah's Gilgal. You can't learn from there that in, if I'm Maidim part of the claim, or Eidim are telling me part of the claim, I'm Chayav to make a Shavuah. That Shavuah's Gilgal has nothing to do with Eid Echad. That's really the question that we asked in the beginning.
I always thought the idea of Gilgal Shavuah is, I object to making a Shavuah. I don't want to make Shavuah. But I got to make one anyway.
Correct.
So if I got to make one anyway,
so you might make another one.
The second. And it doesn't matter why I have to make
exactly.
The first one.
It doesn't show anything on the Maidim Mixes part. Maidim Mixes reason why I'm trying to make sure, oh, maybe he's saying the truth, maybe he's not saying the truth. That's the concept of Maidim Mixas or Hadas Eidim.
That brings you to the first
correct.
One.
Correct.
That doesn't bring you to the second Shavuah.
But Gilgal Shavuah.
That brings you to the second Shavuah.
Exactly. Gilgal Shavuah has nothing to do whether
why
exactly. That's what he says. In other words, whether I denied against the age. Imagine Shavuah Sashem Rim. Has nothing to do with that. So it doesn't show anything to teach us Hadas Eidim, Might of Mitzvahs. What's the Gemara's Raya from Gilgal Shavuah? That's really his question. The Rishonim is just a separate part, whether that's in the Halamina Kongi Rashi, or even the Maskana, because you might say that's Igmar's answer, really, of Shavuah is Gerere Shavuah. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I want to bring in the Rishonim that's stuck with it, and therefore, it's a question on them also. That's what he brings down in 1a. Ulam, the Gersa Rishonim, the Gam Maskana, Avid, Vemaz, Atzad, Megil, Shavuah, Dechot, Tumuah, Toiba. Deich, Shaykh, Lemele, Bino, Vein, Leze, Shaykh, Klal, Dechot. It's difficult to understand what's the Shaykh. That's question number one. Question number two is the following. In the halachas of Gilgul Shavuah, do you need to claim the second Shavuah? Or, in other words, I'm in the claimant. Do I have to say, hey, but you owe me on something else? Or automatically, Bezin is the one that puts it on you? Right? That's the question. So the Rosh says that Gilgul Shavuah, you don't have to claim. You don't have to be Teveya at all. What's his Raya? His right is our Gemara. Because Hadas Eidim, that we want to learn from Gilgal Shavuah, Hadas Eidim, do I have to claim anything?
Well, why did the Eidim come in the first place?
Well, the Eidim are coming. I understand, the Eidim are coming. But the Rush brings the right, he says that by Hadas, two Eidim coming to say, you owe him $50, that automatically is mechayiv you Shavuah on the other 50. If a person is moedim a mixas,
how do we know about?
I understand that. No, I understand. But no. Of course, there's a claim on the money. But do I have to say, oh, you have to make a Shavuah? Do I have to be tever you a Shavuah or not? So that's the question. So the Rush says number three. V'yuchzik b'chir k'mavash v'kamon asim migil g'shuah dey dechot mideboy lemelav hados edim lechayiv Shavuah moedos v'yiv migil g'shuah dey dechot amo. Bezdin poiskin ashvur, afa pisha eina tevea toyen, she galgalov lishava. Even though the tevea doesn't demand a shvur, Bezdin forces the shvur upon you. Dum yida dos edim, voidos piv, she bezdin poiskin loy lishava, vichain beseita megalgalin alov. In other words, if a man tells his wife, he's expected of being a seiter, and he has to make a shvur that she's not a seiter. Bezdin already, without him claiming it, will say, and make sure he didn't fool around another time, and make sure this never happened. In other words, you don't have to be terveya a shvur for a Gilgal Shavuah. It's something that Bezdin does. What's the raya? Hadas Eidim. Hadas Eidim, once the Eidim say Yechai 50, automatically, we're going to be Mechayiv you a Shavuah. Once a person's Maidim Mitzvahs, automatically, we're Mechayiv a Shavuah. Since the Gemara puts all three together, so clearly, you don't have to be Tevei a Shavuah. Says the Rambam, in number 3, Rambam Hilchasaita, the language the Rambam seems to say, Yesh lebal legalgal lelehel b'Shavuah, shalei shimse im ish zeh. Etc. etc. So the Rambam, in a way, the Ar Sameach learns in the Rambam that the fact that the Rambam says Yesh lebal legalgal leleo b'shvuah, that means that the husband has to claim, and I want you to make a shvuah on all the other cases as well. So they ask in the Rambam that the Rush learns from our Gemara that you don't have to be teveya gilgul shvuah because hadas edim hadas piv, nobody's claiming. To make the shvuah automatic, so why does Rambam say by Seita that the husband yesh lebal legalgal olav shvuah? That means the husband has to claim. And by the way, not just this time when I suspect you, make sure you make a shvuah and all the other times. It seems to be from the Rambam there. Shemech learns like that. In number 3a, Kecholik al Rabbeinu Bilchosaitis Shikosaf Yesh Leba'al Galgil. The Shemeach has his clear, has his question, and he says, when it comes to Gilgul Shvuah, you have to actually be Teveya, you have to claim the Gilgul Shvuah, otherwise we're not going to make him swear. And he brings a riot from the Rambam, that the Rambam says, you seem to be, you have to do it. They ask the question of Rambam, that according to the Rosh, and the way the Rosh learns, the fact that we learn our Gemara puts everything together, Gilgul Shvuah, Ados Edom, Ados Piv, so clearly you don't have to be claimed shvur, because automatically, as soon as you made a mitzvah, even if the other guy does not say, I need you to make a shvur, it's automatic halacha, adas edim. As soon as edim say, chai 50, we're gonna make him make a shvur. So clearly you don't have to be megalgal on the person, so why is the Rambam saying to say, you do have to be megalgal on the person? That's a question of the, so Shmuel Zosky asked that question as well, on the, based on the Rush. So basically we have two questions. Main question is, that how do you want to learn Gilgul Shvuah Eid Echad? Gilgul Shvuah Eid Echad seems to be nothing to do with Eid Echad. It's just halacha of Gilgul Shvuah. So what does that have to do with Hadas Eidim, Moed Mitzvah? Nothing to do with that. Second question is that the Rush brings a riot from our case. In fact, the Gemara compares the two. So the Gemara says Gilgul Shvuah, clearly, you don't have to claim the Shvuah. Why? Just like the Hadas Eidim, it's automatically. And by Moed Mitzvah, automatically. So too by Gilgul Shvuah, it's automatically. The Rambam seems to say, by Saita, clearly, with a with the Makar of Gilgul Shvuah, there the Rambam seems to say that you have to be Tavei the Shvuah. How do we understand the two? So in order to understand this, there's a famous Rambam that the Shmuel Zosky points out. The Gemara in Kedushin, which is really the source, one of the sources, to Gilgul Shvuah. What does the Gemara say? So the Mishnah says like this. Four. Nechasim sheish lemachayis niknim bekesev eshtav hachazaka. Nechasim sheish lemachayis, which means not movable goods, you have to acquire with kesev eshtav hachazaka. She'ein lehem machrayis, which is mefaltlim, ein niknim lemashicha. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. Nechasim sheish lemachayis niknim nechasim sheish lemachayis bekesev eshtav hachazaka. Now, v'zoyki kines anachosim sheish lemachayis lishova aleihen, which means that if you, even though generally we don't make a shvuah on something which is not movable goods, einish boim ala kakois, you don't make a shvuah on land, right? Potavim shvuah. But if you're making a shvuah on something which is movable goods anyway, then zaykikin, part of it, gilgul shvuah, that you make a shvuah on the karka as well. What's the scenario? The Rambam's going to discuss the scenario. Let's say I tell you, hey, David, you owe me 50 pots and pans and a piece of land. You promised me you're going to give it to me. I bought the money, you got to give it to me. And you say, no. I only owe you 25 pots, nothing else I owe you. So halacha is that you have to make a shvuah on the other 25 pots and on the piece of land, even though it's part of kaka, and you don't make a shvuah kaka, but zaykikin as an achosim, it causes you to make a shvuah through gilgul on the kaka as well. That's the case of gilgul shvuah, that gilgul shvuah we do have on kaka. Says the Gemara, number 4a, v'zaykin as an achosim, oma ula minay le gilgul shvuah min atayra shenema v'omra isha amen amen, v'tanan al mayim eros amen amen, amen al ala, amen al shvuah, amen im ishzeh, amen im ishacheh. She has to make a shvuah, not just on this man, maybe on a different man also. Amish lesi tavusav, nesubah shavay zom haknus, etc. Ela de gilgul. So Gemara says, ashkechem saita di suva. I find by a saita with iser, so there you have to make a gilgul shvuah and all the other cases as well. Memoinim and olad, how do I know by money there's such a concept of gilgul shvuah? Tanad b'irim shmol, kabochayma. Ma saita shleinit in litova b'eid echot. Megalgalin, just like a saita where there's no concept of eid echot. Generally speaking, unless it's kind of a stira. But generally speaking, HSH. One eid echad is nothing, nevertheless you make a gilgul shvuah. To make a chayim and everything else, moment should eat to the top of the echad. But money where you can make a person make shvuah on eid, and the din shem gavlin, stronger, for sure you should be able to have gilgul shvuah. So Gemara says, ashkechen bevadai, sofik min olam, which means, look in Rashi, im mikav chaymel, lay dummy, the saiter. The kosher was a suffix. The gilganami suffix. In other words, by a saita, the man has no idea. So the whole thing is a suffix, so you can have a gilgul shvuah on every case as well. But money, the only shvuah we have is only by vadai. So how do I know that by suffix money, I can also make a gilgul shvuah? You know, ain't it gilgul, but that is, but mamain, Ik is Shavuos in de bal op het tanden zwaar zijn. Ik zie, ik kiet in Shavuos als soort van de kant er van misschien. De manier met het etcetera etcetera. Begin in de ik is Shavuos moment less zelf op het tanden zwaar zijn. Gilgul zei na met tanden zwaar, we hebben tanden stoffig. Simon says, I know by vadai when I know you owe me money, you can make a gugul shvur. But let's say the guy is a shemo and he's not sure if he owes the money. Could he make him make a gugul shvur or not? Don't bring me right from Seitim, because Seitim, the whole thing is suffix. But how do I know by money, if I'm a suffix, I can make the person make a gugul shvur as well? Memoinim in Olam. So the Gemara says, Ashkechen bevadai suffix min Olam. Tanya b'shem yechen oimer, b'shem b'aychai oimer. Nem roshvur b'chutz, nem roshvur b'fnim. Mashvur amur b'fnim by Seitim, also b'sofik v'adai. Ashvur amur b'chutz, also b'sofik v'adai. In other words, we have two limudim. One limud we have, that you know that by money there's a gilgul shvur kavochaymer from Seiter. Second of all, how do I know even by suffik by money there's a gilgul shvur? Because we're learning zeir shover, just like Seiter is suffik of adai, so to here also suffik of adai. So clearly the Gemara learns from over here that this concept of zoikikines and achosim, that you have to pay and make a shvur and everything, even on karka, is mehilchay's gilgul shvur. The Rambam says it very nicely in number 5. Look at the Rambam. Tonoi kelim v'kakois. Let's say I say you owe me both movable goods and land. Bein shahoida, Mr. Squitz, next page. Bein shahoida b'chol ha-kelim v'kofa b'chol ha-kakois. Whether you admitted all the property, all the movable stuff, and you denied all the kaka, bein shahoida b'chol ha-kakois v'kofa b'chol ha-kelim, or you admitted all the land and you denied all the kelim, or bein shahoida mixed ha-kakois v'kofa mixed ha-kol ha-kelim. B'chol eile nishba heses. Now, aval im hoide b'mitzas ha-kelim, b'kofa b'mitzoson, im kol ha-kakois. However, if I say you owe me $100, and you owe me a piece of land, and you admit in half the money, and you deny all the kaka, mitoich shu chayiv shvua al mitzas ha-kelim shekofa men, since you chayiv shvua deraisa. On part of the kelim, why? Because which shvur do I say chayiv? David. Which shvur am I chayiv if I'm agreeing to half of the kelim? Moed mixas. So since I'm chayiv to make a shvur, moed mixas on half the kelim, mitoich shu chayiv shvur al mixas a kelim shekofa ben nishba afal akakois shetano imoyen shahakol taino achasi. Because it's all one big claim. V'chein adin b'ton ha-kelim v'avodim ha-kelim m'shtoris ha-kol din echadu. So what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam says the halach over here of Gilgul Shvur. When I say you owe me $100, and you say I owe you $50, and I say, by the way, you owe me $100 and the land, and you say, no, I only owe you $50. So this is a classic case of Gilgul Shvur. Might have mixed us. Since you might have mixed us, so therefore, you have to make a shvur on the kelim, and now make Gilgul shvur on the karka as well. That's our Gemara. Zoykikines and achosim sheina machayis in achosim sheina machayis lishvur lishav aleihen. Comes along with Shmuel Zofsky and he says, "What's the Rambam adding on? What's the Rambam adding on? Look at the words of Rambam. It says the Rambam adds on shahakoil taino achasi. What does the Rambam have to say?" That it's all one claim. Let's say we two different claims. What's the difference? Gilgul Shavua means, once you chayiv to make a Shavua on one thing, then already I can be mechayiv your Gilgul Shavua on the other thing. Not because it's all one claim. What's the relevance? Look in number 6. Mai hai shahayse v'ram v'rshayna shakol taina achasi. V'ari hai dina de zoykikin hanachosim she'ena machayis hanachosim she'ena machayis hanachosim aleyen. Heinen dienen de Gilgul Shvur. De afvielen is een bekidushin, besaito. Over Gilgul Shvur, heulai bi'inon shia kol tain achas. It doesn't have to be one claim. Don megalgalin mishvur sa shutim vashemrim. Gam al tviyas acheres de gamrim. Gilgul Shvur means, once you chayv to make a shvur, then you chayv to make a shvur. Here, the man tells the wife, your mezana was this person. So Gilgul Shvur means, make sure you make a shvur on any other case that ever happened. That's not one tainer. I'm talking about this case at all and only. Nevertheless, Gilgul Shvur says, once you're making a Shvur, you make a Shvur on everything. Uviyesa, dari apshe le Gilgul Shvur gamal tviyas shlei tova kaitim lachen. El achish is chayv le Shvur, yochal al tviyas chadoshes, le Gilgul Shvur aleyen. You can even have a Gilgul Shvur that after you made a Shvur, we can add on new claims. Im Kain, am I hoise v'ramam levaya, shekulam tviya achasim. Joe, you understand the question?
Yeah.
Bomb question. Usher, you understand the question? What's the question? Why what? Why does Ramam say shakol tayna achas? It's irrelevant. Gilgul shvur, the way I always learned in yeshiva, once you're chayv to make a shvur, then automatically, you're a man and make shvurs already, automatically you gotta make shvur on something else already. It's automatic thing, it's gilgul shvur. Nothing to do with the first case. Yeah, Shmuel Zofsky says, even if after I made you make a shvur, I say, oh, by the way, I have another claim, I wake up from left field with another claim, gilgul shvur, you gotta make another shvur. So, what does that do with shakol tayna achas? What does the Rambam want over here? Doesn't make sense. Says of Shmuel Zofsky, Joe, what's the pshat? What do you think pshat is? So he said like this. Says of Shmuel Zofsky, there's two dinim in Hilcha is Gilgul Shavua. There's one halacha, which means Gilgul Shavua, that when you chayv to make a Shavua, I can be megalgil the Shavua. Meaning, you chayv to make a Shavua in one case, once you chayv to make a shvur, Gilgul shvur tells me, you can make another shvur as well. I'm megalgil the shvur. That's a regular case of Gilgul shvur. Then he says that sometimes the Gilgul shvur, if it's one claim, then Gilgul shvur means not I'm megalgil the shvur, but I'm megalgil the claim with the shvur on everything. Which means, in our case, it's not just the shvur that's misgalgil, but even though on karka there's no such thing as moide b'miksas, you don't make a shvur on karka, but if it's part of one claim, akol tayna achasi, then that's a gilgul that you're moide b'miksas on everything. You're not megalgil the shvur alone, you megalgil the whole moide b'miksas, which is the chiyuv shvur, goes on everything.
What's the nafkamina?
Whoa! Big nafkaminas.
If I gotta make a shvur,
big nafkaminas. We're gonna get to that soon. Big nafkaminas. One of the nafkaminas he says is whether you have to have the tviya or you don't have to have the tviya. The Ram says you have to have the tviya, right? Remember that? We're gonna get to that.
We said before.
The Ram says you have to have the tviya. Then the Ram says you don't need the tviya, right? Why not? Because
it's all one time.
Exactly. So
you magalga the tiger, just like you magalga the shvur.
In other words, the basic concept of Gilgul Shavua means just the shvur you megalgal. Here the concept is that since it's one tainer, so the entire shvur with the whole tainer goes on everything. So then you consider it like you are in Moed B'mitzvahs and Karka, which is also Mechayev Shavua. That's the Gilgul Shavua, not just the shvur itself, but the whole tainer and the whole case is megalgal on the other one.
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
Either way, I have to make
no, sure. I'll tell you the nafkamina soon. Let's first see the case. 7. V'nirem mevur bezevedev ramam, v'nehi, v'dim gilgul shvur. Ikenami al tayna secheres, gamim ein ze tayna achas, mikol mekoyim hocho, da'kol tayna achas, harei ze din mechudish, she'im ha'alocha de gilgul shvur, ram yele'achiv shvur, meide b'mitzas, ala koil. V'loy dam yelashah gilgul shvur, d'hav eshem shvur mechudesh al shvur gilgul, im kol din shvur gilgul. Mash einkin heicha d'akol tayin achas, nei d'asin lo miteres alocha d'shvur gireh shvur, mikol mekoyim, acha mishim mischayim l'shov al hakol, iko alo shem shvur es moed miksas. V'chol din shvur es moed miksas ishnu bo. In other words, it's not a loch of shvur gilgul, the gilgul goes on the whole taina, and the whole moed miksas becomes on this case as well. Through Gilgul makes it Maida B'mitzas, doesn't make just a Shvua, but it makes it Maida B'mitzas on everything. With the result that maybe by a Gilgul Shvua, the Rambam says that you have to be Teveya the Shvua. The Rambam says, we saw the Asameach says, that he tells him, you have to make the Shvua, you have to be Megalgul the Shvua on the person. But in Hilchas Maida B'mitzas, we said, you don't have to claim the Shvua. Remember we said in Maida Mitzvahs, even automatically, the person admits it, it becomes a Maida Mitzvahs, you have to make a Shavua? It depends. If it's Hakol Taina, if it's two separate Shavuas, in the case of Maida Mitzvahs, so then there's this regular Gilgul Shavua, I have to come to the person, Saita, the husband thinks the wife was Mazana, she says, you gotta make a Shavua on this, and then it's, by the way, maybe you had a different case as well, the husband has to be Megalga on the woman, to make the Shavuah. Maybe I didn't say without him saying it, there's no Gilgul Shavuah. But if it's a Kol Tain Achas, then the Moed B'Mitzvahs part goes on everything. Not just the Shavuah part, the Moed B'Mitzvahs part goes on everything. It doesn't become a Shavuah's Gilgul, it's the same Shavuah's Moed B'Mitzvahs. And therefore, even if the person doesn't claim it, it's a Shavuah's Moed B'Mitzvahs, it's not a Shavuah's Gilgul. That's the Rambam when he says in our case, Tana Kelim B'Kakos, he doesn't say, and by the way, I want you to make a Shavuah on the Karka as well. He doesn't have to, because the Shavuah's Moed B'Mitzvahs goes on everything. If the Shavuah's Moed B'Mitzvahs goes on everything, it's not a Shavuah's Gilgul on the Karka. Through Gilgul, it becomes a Shavuah's Moed B'Mitzvahs on Karka. Shavuah's Moed B'Mitzvahs on Karka? You don't have to claim it automatically. As soon as you made a mitzvah, you have to make a shvuah. That's what Rambam says. So therefore, by the way, it makes a lot of sense. Oh, so let's go back to our case. He wants to say, in our case, where the Eid Echad says, Yuchayef, to pay. Gilgul Shvuah de Eid Echad, right? What is the case of Gilgul Shvuah de Eid Echad? There are two scenarios that you can discuss it. Either it can be a case where a guy comes over to him and says, you owe me $100. And the guy says, no such thing. And then he says, I have an Eid Echad that you owe me $100. So you make a shvuah against Eid Echad. And now he's saying, oh, by the way, how about something else as well? That's a Gilgul Shvuah Eid Echad. There, that Gilgul Shvuah has nothing to do with Eid Echad. It's just another Gilgul Shvuah. I tell you, you owe me $100. You deny the whole thing. I bring an Eid Echad, you got to make a shvuah against Eid Echad. After I'm finished, I say, oh, by the way, how about something else? Oh, what do you mean? I'm a kofar kol. No, Gilgul Shvuah. Chiyuv Gilgul Shvuah. That Gilgul Shvuah Eid Echad. You're right. Even though it's, you're giving testimony, you're swearing not on what he's being made, but it's a Gilgul Shvuah. It has nothing to do with Eid Echad. That was his question, Shmuel Zovsky. Has nothing to do with Moedah Mitzvahs. Correct. But how about if I tell you a scenario, Gilgul Shvuah Eid Echad, whereby I say you owe me $100. The Eid Echad says, you owe him $50. So you gotta make him shvua now against the Eid Echad on $50 that you don't owe him. Correct? That's Eid Echad. But now, does he have to make a shvua on the other 50 that Eid Echad never mentioned? You do. Why do you have to make a shvua? Gilgul shvua, the Eid Echad. But since that's Hakol Taino Achasi, it's on the same 100, that's not a Gilgul Shvuah Eid Echad. That's like a Moed B'Mitzvahs Shvuah. Just like if two Eidim, they're Chayv Moed B'Mitzvahs. One Eid, that'll be considered a Gilgul Shvuah. But not a regular Gilgul Shvuah. It's a Gilgul Shvuah Kol Tain Achas. That's like the case of Moed B'Mitzvahs. Says Ruzoski, when our Gemara talks about Piv and Gilgul Shvuah Eid Echad, we're not talking about the Gilgul Shvuah Eid Echad where you make a claim afterwards, which is just a regular Shvuah. No, we're talking about the Gilgul Shvuah where the Gilgul is on the whole 50, last 50 also becomes the Shvuah of the Eid Echad. Ah, that's a good Kal V'Chaymer. That's what we're talking about.
But I still don't understand. If you say the case you just gave, I've got an Eid Echad, I have a Tana for 100, Eid Echad comes and says 50. I have to swear for the 50.
Why? Against Eid Echad.
So that's Eid Echad.
Correct.
That's easy. The other 50, there are two reasons I could swear. Either because of plain Gilgul Shvuah.
Correct.
Or because we now say the whole thing is Moed B'Mitzvahs.
No, the whole thing is Gilgul Shvuah Eid Echad, which is the whole thing is one Taina.
Makes the whole
Correct.
Thing one Taina.
Of Eid Echad. Of Eid Echad.
What? How is it different? Either way, I have to swear.
I know either way you have
but
to swear. But I'll tell you why, because our question we asked in our Gemara is that what you bring me right from Gilgul Shvuah has nothing to do with Eid Echad.
It helps explain the Gemara, but it doesn't change.
But it does change. I'll tell you why. He said before. He said there are nafkaminas. He says, one nafkaminas he says, for example, if it's a regular Gilgul Shvuah type of thing, Gilgul Shvuah, he said, I have to claim the Gilgul Shvuah. The Rambam says that the husband has to claim, make the Shvuah. The Shvuah, correct? Mashenkin, if it's a Moed B'Mitzvah Shvuah, you don't have to claim, it's automatic. So he says, that's one nafkamina, he says. He calls this Din Mechudesh Moed, that there's such a thing. But he says, not every Gilgul Shvuah is the regular Gilgul Shvuah like we know it, which is the regular Shvuah. In other words, he calls it a thing like that, and therefore, you don't have to claim, it would fit into our Gemara. Eid Echad type of Shvuah, all these things, in other words, now we say, where does he get this from? He says, maybe the Gemara, when the Gemara says two things, number one, the Gemara says, Safek, Vadai. And then the Gemara says, Safek, Safek and Vadai is those two separate things. One is the Safek case, which is the regular Shavua, Gilgul Shavua, and the Vadai case is the one Akol Tainachas. That's, you won't say, maybe that's where the Rambam got it from, that's the thing.
But insulted.
Oh, then, you're right. No. So then he says, no, he brings out it.
It's automatic.
He says, that's what he says. He says, but it's not correct, because by Saita, we have both these things. But at least he entertains. I didn't read that thing down, but he entertains that thought. But what I pulled out of it, a little nuanced, but I pulled out of it, is the two types of Gilgul Shavuah. There's a regular Gilgul Shavuah, which we always know, even if the claim comes afterwards. It's a regular Gilgul Shavuah. It has nothing to do with my original thing. And then we're in a case where it's a kol time achas, we're not being megalgal, just the shvur. But we're taking over the entire Moedah Mitzvahs, an entire Eid Echot, and we're placing that on something which generally does not require shvur. That becomes also Hilchot Gilgul Shvur, because without Gilgul Shvur you would never have that. But that's already a Gilgul Shvur of the actual timer. That becomes a Moedah Mitzvahs, that becomes Eid Echot. Hence, you don't have to be Tervea the Gilgul. Hence, it fits into our Gemara. It's all considered Eid Echot. And therefore, that's the other type of Gilgul Shvur. By the way, he has a few more Nafkaminas. I should go through the whole piece of Shmuel Zofsky, and you'll see a few more Nafkaminas. But that's the concept, at least, of Gilgul Shvur. It's not as simple as it looks, just the regular Gilgul Shvur. Hey, let's throw in another Shvur. That's all.